Wednesday, May the 20th, and we've been looking at some Psalms last week and this week. And today, I want us to think just briefly for a minute or two about one of my all-time favorite Psalms, Psalm 42. It's written by the sons of Korah, and these were the Dan Coles of Old Testament times, the choir master, and they wrote psalms, songs of praise and adoration, and sometimes of complaint, spilling out all of their hurts and fears. And this one is a little like that. Verse 3 mentions tears. Tears have been my food day and night. Some of you have been writing to me and texting me saying you've had moments of tears in this strange season. You miss people. It just appears to be so very strange what we are having to do right now. But in the middle of this psalm, he's obviously somewhere else. He's in Mount Hermon, which is way up in the north, and he seems to be exiled from Jerusalem, and there could be all kinds of reasons. He could be ill and sick, or he just happens to live far away, and he just can't make it to Jerusalem, where God is present in the temple. And in verse 4, these things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God, and glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. And isn't that just where we are right now? We remember how it used to be. I remember preaching those first-person sermons in March that shocked everyone. And I had a list of 9 or 10 of them that I was going to preach, and I had no idea when I did that in just a couple of weeks we wouldn't be meeting together. No one could have ever predicted that. And so, like the psalmist, we are aching for what used to be and for what cannot be just now. And I think, therefore, Psalm 42, with its words of rebuke but also of hope. In verse 5, it's repeated again in verse 11. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation. Well, hope in God, trust in him, trust in his word, trust in his promises, and we shall meet again in the house of the Lord. May the Lord bless you today.